In Simen Shin Lamed Daled, the middle of Sif Aleph, let us again start the Loshon of the Mechaber. Nafla Dleika B'Shabbes, if a fire started burning in Shabbos, and his house is on fire. Imu Balayla Kaidim Sudeh, so if this happened at night, before the first Suda, Yochel Lahatzel Kedem Mozen Sholeh Sudas, so he's permitted to rescue three Sudas. He's permitted to take out of his house three Sudas. Haloi La'odam La'odam, Haloi Le'behema Le'behema, whatever the behemoth will need. So he is permitted only to take out the necessity that he needs for the achila of three sudis. No, he can have all the was, yeah, he has chalas, lechem mishneh, and wine, and can have meat and fish, whatever he needs for the three sudis. Haloi la'odam la'odam, v'roi le'behema le'behema, if there is, the house is an imminent danger that the house will burn down, so he's permitted to take out three sudas. And as we learned yesterday, if he would be permitted to take out more than three sudas, would get completely involved in taking out things from the house. And this could bring about that he'll forget that it's Shabbos, and he could even, he's busy now rescuing all his possessions. So he'll forget that it's Shabbos, he might come to extinguish the fire, he might come to carry out the Rishus HaRabim, he's a bohul. He's fatumul to the fire burning, and he has to seek to get out as much as possible in the shortest period of time. So he might forget that it's Shabbos, he might come to make a chilul Shabbos b'shaygi. So therefore, in order to make sure this should not occur, so we only permitted him to rescue Mozen Sholeh Sudas. That's he needs Mozen Sholeh Sudas. And Mozen Sholeh Sudas means for himself and every child, etc. Ubishachis, what is if the fire broke out in the morning, so we don't need any more Mozen Sholeh Sudas, is Mozen Shtei Sudas. Ubimincha, what is he ain't already the Sudashachis? Bimincha, Mozen Sudachas. Now, these restrictions that they're only permitted to take out mozain of the sudas and not more, dafke b'nei habayish adleikaboy, these are all only the people who live in the house that is burning, v'yatzilu yaisa mishum dikula meichesh, because there is a fear they'll be completely engrossed in taking out as much as possible. They'll forget about Shabbos, and if it necessitates them to extinguish the flame, they'll extinguish the flame. That is, so these halachas apply only to the people who live in the house that caught on flame. Avol botim hakroivim, but the houses which are close to this house, but davar nothing is burning by them, v'yireyim shetagia lahem adleike, and they're afraid that they want to take out from their house also, because they're afraid eventually their house might catch on fire. They might burn down. Yechaylem lahatzul kol ma sheyirtzu. They are permitted to rescue whatever they want, because they are not bold. That means they're not under the fear and the pressure that the house is burning. So memele, they can be matzul everything. And before we see, we're missing one Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Dalet. I'd like to learn Sif Beis, and then we'll understand what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about in Sif Aleph also. V'yesh Matirim. Now, Poshet, we are speaking about in the bottom akroivim. The bottom akroivim, so they are not restricted in rescuing food to rescue only three suddas. They can take out as much food as they want. V'yesh matirim l'taltol mois udmorim amuktzim. Now others are matter for them, for these botim akroivim, that they can take out money and muksedi kinyonim kidei lahatzilom mipnei hadleket. And again, now there's two chidushim here. One chidush is that even though there's a tilto mukse, which is also midarabonon, but the Yesh Matirim hold that we cannot be too strict with these people, because in Odem Mamid Atzmai Alma Moinoi, and if we will not permit him to take out money in Muktzadika things, he has a computer and other things, he's very valuable Muktzadikin Yonim. If we will not permit him to take this out, so he won't listen. And then, so he said, so I'm Shabbos and Mechalo Shabbos, so he'll do other things, and he'll be Mechaba the Dwekev. That means there were certain Nisyonis that Chazal understood that we cannot permit him, we cannot restrict him, because if we restrict him, he won't be able to be Oymed in the Soyim, and he'll be Mechalo Shabbos completely. So therefore, the Yesh Matirim hold that they were matter the Yisab to Muktzah, so let him take out the Muktzah, and it's a big Nisoyin, so let him take out the Muktzah, but matter the Yisab Rabbonon, and we don't have to, they were matter, we make it until the Muktzah, the Mokim Dwekev. Oy me anosim aboim legozlam, or another case, if a person finds himself in a situation that people are going to break into his house and they're going to take away his money and other valuables, so he's also permitted to be metal to muksim, in order mamidatsim amamayin, and I'll be metal to the muksil. He'll put it away, he'll hide it. So they did not restrict him until Tomuksev. The Bemokim Pseido, if the Shaila is, he'll have a tremendous loss. And Lochish Lisa Muksev. V'yesh Oisrim, and others Asa, others say, no, they weren't matter till Tomuksev. So now we have here in Sif Beis, in the Pashtus we are speaking about, the Botim HaKroivim, the houses which are close to the Bayis Sheyesh Boidleikim. So these Botim Kroivim, they're not bold, they're not too frantic. Their heads are still screwed on their shoulders. They have time to think, so we were matter for them to take out more than three suddas. And in Siv Beis, we have a machlokes the first day, and we paskin like the first day. We're matter them to take out muktzeh. That means we're matter this muktzeh and not the mamidatzme al mamaynay. Well, yeah, sure.
When a person takes something out of their house, they're not just held on the front wall, they're going to want to take it somewhere. So they're going to go from the drop butter to doing the rice to
carry it. Okay, well, they're talking about where they're taking the tools and talking about later. That's, we're going to talk about that soon. I mean, we're going to be discussed about the Shaila Mitzvah. But the Baal, we're just speaking about the Tomuksen. And, fine. So we have here, but the house that is burning, so he can't take out an extra, besides Mamozin Shalai Sudis, we want Matam to take out extra food even, because if he's going to start taking out his bowl, he's very told, then he might go and he'll become Oy Shabbos by him and not be amazed, but be showing it till he's busy and being involved and taking out things, he might come to be mechabe, he might come to. So the one who's mamish involved in that the house is burning, and he's involved in taking out him, we had to restrict. So we're talking about the second house, they're not told, there's no fear by them. So they can take out as much food as they want, and the second day, the two days, we can take out muktzeh. That is what we learned so far, and now let us see Sifkot and Balad the Mishnah Berurah. Hakloivim she'einam behulim kolkach, they are not frantic, they're not fatumut. So memele, but they can take out as much food as they want. And they can then see base. It says they can take out muksa also. V'ayin b'sefer nezer Yisrael, she'evi b'shem shulchan atzei shitim shekosav. V'lefi ma'ashem avua l'kamon b'siv chavov b'hagor. In siv chavov, we're going to see amoyo d'kechidish. B'bizman hazeh, sh'onu shruyim b'in ha'inim Yehudim. We live between goyim. And if we will let the fire, Reuven, his house is burning, and he's not going to extinguish the flames, and it's going to go into the town, and the Goyish house is also going to be burned. So it's Sakonis Nefoshis. It's a Sakonis Nefoshis to leave your house burned, which brings automatically danger to all the other houses of the town, and the goyim will the sakonas nefoshes living between goyim not to extinguish the house. So therefore, since that is the case, so Bisman is the one that's permitted to extinguish the flames, and in his own house, he's permitted to extinguish the flames. So now the Shulchan Atreishitim said, oh, so now the sole difference between the house that the fire is burning in and the other houses was because we're afraid the house is burning, since he'll get involved in taking out all the things, he might forget and extinguish the flames. But his man has you're allowed to extinguish it. So Mamela is, so this house is no different than all the other houses. So when it comes to rescue, he can take whatever he wants and take out of the house, because the fear that we were afraid of, he might come for rescue everything, he might come to extinguish the flames. You tell him you're allowed to extinguish the flames. So Mamela, there's no difference.
So that he was out in the boulder, there's no house there. Not
going to
catch fire from
once in then it would be different. But we're talking about the Shruyim Bein Ha'akom, and there is such a fear. So the Shaila is, if there's this chash, we'll have to wait to the end of the Simen to see exactly the Teirim, when there is a Sakonas Nefoshes. But al kaponim in simcha mavet says bisman ezay shan eshrim ben yehudim yesar sakonis nafashis the mutar lechabais. So he said, if we have this atom, the meile mutarim afilu ba'isay ba'ish adlei kisham la'afil oichlam kama sheyuto. Now he is not restricted to only three sudas; he can take out 50, so he can take out all the food he wants. Number one. Number two. Now, according we learned in Siv Beis, that they were matzah tilto muktzim b'mokim seidet, and we were matzah this for the house next door. There was no shashem shami yechabe. But now, mizman hazeh, in this house, there's also no shashem shami yechabe. So they'll be able to be committed to be matzah muktzeh. Wouldn't be muktzeh, och moishadin b'beis ha'shenim. Even the Enligzo Shemitoshi Bo Yovi Lechabis, Rabbi Zman Azamuta Lechabis, period. This is that the Sefer Nezi is all brought down from the Shulchan Atzei Shittim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ve'ein Zemuchach. This whole Cheshbon is not Oiskalden. The Efshel Shemit, that means we, in the house that is burning, we are afraid that if he will be in the process of emptying out his house and taking everything out of the house, he might forget that it's Shabbos. That was the Shasham Chazal, so he might extinguish the flame. But there's other Shoshes. The Avshe Shemitosh Behilusa Yavlidei Shamalochis Reitza B'Shusarad Mechadoymeh. That's what Chazal said. The house where which is burning, we are afraid. Mitosh Behilusa that will forget that it's Shabbos will do Melochis. The Melochis which we are afraid of is not only Kibui. If we're afraid of everything, if he doesn't forget that it's Shabbos, he's going to be engrossed in emptying out his house, he'll do what a malach is, he'll make it so. And that is Icha also. But that we don't ever have that. Some of Mele, Lachinin Shamu Shom Big Mal Kuvian Zayin Amid Beis, Gabi Nishbur Alei Chomis Bereish Gagoy, that if there was a big barrel on the top of his roof, eyeing some, that he might come, so if we want to empty the chovis, now we're afraid he might come and bring kalim through the Rishus HaRabim to make sure that they should have enough kalim to rescue the contents of the chovis. Period. So Memele, so he said, so it's not so poshut what the Shulchan Atzei Shittim says. Well, Mikolmo came, and Limcha is Biyata Mikilim. He says, Afal Pikain, one should not be Mako, one should not be Moshe the Mikilim. The ledas atas amuve besivkotn beis mash megamkein the batzolus mois muta ledas balatume in ein oiva ayedei ze iser diereise bechein beiser behetter after Nishmas Odom Mefakrek Mo'id Al Devorov. Now, but let us just say there's Amoyer de Kitas, let's say Amoyer de Kekulim. We learn in Shulchan Aruch, it says that you're only allowed to take out, the house is burning, you're only allowed to take out meals for three sudas. That's it. More, you're not allowed to take out. Right? So the cars, 100%, that's meals. If I tell him you can't take out, he has a birthday cake there that I tell him you can't take it out. to listen, no problem. So Chazal wanted to restrict him to make sure he shouldn't come to forget that it's Shabbos. So we put restrictions, only three suddas you're allowed to take out five. So the Taz, well, let's talk about money in this house, to take out the money. So this Taz says, in this house, even though it's burning, if you're going to tell them, don't take out money, in other mami datsma al mamayne, Chazal, who only put restrictions, I was talking about food, you put restrictions on food in this house, they'll listen. That's not such a big nisoyin. We'll only take out food for three sudas. But if you're going to tell them, don't take out money, he won't listen to you. And then, that's too big a nisoyin. And then, I'm a halo Shabbos. So then, the sky is the limit, and they'll go and extinguish the flame. Maybe I'm a mahalo Shabbos, I'm finished. So the Taz says, in that house, there's also a heter to take out money. More than three sudas he can't take out. We'll restrict him on that. But money he can't take out. That's what the Taz says. So according to the Taz, so Kabbalah, before we said that, say Shulchan, that say Shittim, said he can take out Muktzeh, was a husband. The Mishnah Berurah wanted to be chaylik on the husband. He says, fine. He can be, but there's a different husband. There's a husband that the Taz was making, he can take out Muktzeh from this house also. That's what the Taz says. That's Amir the Kekul of the Taz. The Chayei Odom, the Chayodom says, it's very interesting, the Chayodom says, when there's a fire in someone's house, people are very bold. So he writes in Chayodom, I'll write in my sefer what the biggest mekilim hold. But if you ask me, I won't be meiko. But I'll tell you, there are mekilim. So memele, so there's the Taz that was made. This is a merely kekula, but the Taz said that muktzeh things can be taken out from the house that is burning also, because we can't restrict them on this, because that's what the Taz says. So memele, it's fine. Yeah. Now, so let's see a little further. But the cause of a Chayodom, so that's that. The Efshel, but he says, but we have a klal, the people in this house, we cannot be lenient with them, because we're afraid the house is burning, it will start, we'll give them a green light to take out more than three sudas. Don't forget that at Shabbos they'll come to Avelis. But the Chayodim says, Amir de Kekula, Gam Acherim, Chutz mi Baal Abayis, Vishtei Abona mi Abayis, Shedleikaboy Shehem Behulim, but the next door neighbors, they are not frantic. They are not bohu. Avonoshim Acherim, Sheinam Behulim Kolkach, Mutal lahem lahatel bishviloi vafilo mois, dein boy ella is a mukse behind the kedase yes matim shuva besamach. That means that the Hayodom says the people who live in this house, we will only matter for them three sudas, and that's it. And we'll see these other things, but muksa is the one matter. That's what Chayodom personally holds. But the next door neighbor, who is not bohu, can come into the house and take out everything from the house, muksa also, because he's not bohu. So we have this hetzel for the next door neighbor.
What?
No, no. So the, yeah.
Have the next door neighbor?
No. No, as long as he's not living in this house. Aval also l'talto mishmiloi l'kalmelis. We were mata dval tulto mukse. We're not mata oitso. We're just mata tulto mukse to take in takalmos and one mata ad kalashine. Now, we learn Siv Beis that there are matirim to take out mukse. Hainu davke b'bayis acher. The heter of mukse is davke by the other house, she'enam buhulim. They are not frantic, they're not patumul. The loy b'beis adleikam. But the house that is burning, they are not permitted to take out mukse uchnal b'sifalev. Besides the taz. I mean, but without the school of the taz, they were only Mata Mukse only for the people who are not born. Little time on. Where did they see this heter for Mukse? The Lomdo Mehodi Tirul Misha Hershich Baderech. We had learned that what if a person is traveling? And it got, and it's getting Shabbos, and he has money. So, and it's Shabbos ready. Shilohoylech kisoi proches midaladamis. So he is permitted to carry his wallet, which is full of money, and he carries it in poches midaladamis. That means kadesh lo yase isa choma mimenu b'yelechaisem lehedye. So that means we find a person who right before Shabbos Chazal were mata tiltul mukse. They were also mata to carry in the Rishus HaRabim poches midaladamis. He carries two amis and he stops. Who adin nami bechan hitiru isa tiltul mukse kneis lo yomi lechabes adleike. So here also the same thing in the second house. They were mata tilta mukse began gabi anosim itiru that they saw yave lahoitzi oisam lushusarabim lehedyim. So the mata tilta mukse. So the matirim learned from the heta of Misha Hechshech that if a person finds himself in a very tight situation, it's becoming Shabbos, and he has kis mole moi, so there's a goy with him, he gives it to the goy. But there is, when he doesn't have anything, he's permitted to carry it. So we permit it total mukse when he's in a tight situation, because if not, he won't be oimed b'nesoyim. So we have the same heter also. In this situation, he's put up against the wall. That means if you won't be matter to be metal to muksi, tell me should throw away my wallet, forget about it. So okay, the wallet, okay, so mamela there, the nisoyim is too big. Danosim are outside. He should go outside with his wallet. His ichah won't do it because they're outside. Chavadi lo yitzen b'fnei anosim shem isyore laharis lem. So memele, there's no shash of a big chilush. What is he going to do? There's nothing that he can do. That means if he say don't do this, so he'll do something worse. By anosim, there's nothing but to do. The ganga bidleke leke lemeches l'shema yehaba, the houses next door to the burning house, kiven shed leke adayim bebeis achenim, ve'enoi bol alayim tuve. So also we don't have to be afraid. That means, by misha hersher, It's a tremendous lesson. We will not be matter. He's going to carry it. And he has an answer what to do. Here, the next house, we won't be matter to be metal. There's no imminent issue that we can be afraid. If he asks him, he's going to do this. That's what they hold. And that's how we pass can laloche that the tulto mukse is mutter. The bemokim say them the zavshasha v'shreif and the tulto mukse is mukte. V'itiko kama chaynim esvo mishum dikel meiches kivin de no dama midasme al mamoina ilinatelo yashi batsme benkach benkach ni oise isa. Also, let me know the karke, so he might come buried in karke. The chafirim, the yase is so the erase. Some male tiltomuks they were matter. These the safe of Mariel, Bishay Marash, maybe you may be a rabbit. The Bishas Hazam, that means we're in a difficult times. We're surrounded with enemies. They're going to break into the house and they're going to take everything. Shemis Yorim Shanosim Yaboyu Biyachtavu Es HaShaloi. That means they're coming into him. If he won't do anything quick, Mutali Yisrael Taltamo Iso Bafilu Chutz La'irim means in the Carmelis. Ayin Shom. Va'ayin lelbesim in shinalev sivlamet gimul ve'in mutter ki'im shenoysom shaloi kederech etzor. That they were makel, if he can take it out of the air, if they were makel al kaponim, he should not carry it kederech etzor. He should make a shinui. He should put it in big day of sorry, dine by big day of sorry, I gavne. So, Mamele, that is Lemaise. Bukitsa, we were only matter Lemaise tilto mukse, and we matter a so shalai kederech, the mokim seidev. The Mokim say that, yeah, the whole Zadavke Mivne had Leke, Roy Halisten, Shabol Harbe. So they were matter total mukse. Avo, im Yodu Kshomim al Schoire Hamukse. What if he left outside, he had Schoire, and it started to rain, and it's going to get ruined? It seems this is not, he's not bol harbe, vadai osa letaltol al yedei Yisroel. He's not permitted to be metaltol al yedei Yisroel, and this is also, the wamata bol harbe we have by adleke and by anosim. Now, the Mechaber says further, the Yesh Oisrin, there's others that Asa Masulu Loima Laini Yehudi Litaltos Choire Anipsedis Machmas Kshomim. There's Machmir, and we don't pass like this, to tell a goy to be Metaltos Choire Anipsedis, to in the Kamos and Sishwus Sishwus, Yesh Misha Oisa. And tell a goy, Yachil Amir Alakum, who does a rashbe? Va'ayin la'el besimin shin zayin sifei, sosam shoma mechaba kedei rishoyne, sheshona besome kedas a rambam, de iser shvus, Amir Alakum, b'mokim hefsed merube, mutray de'en yehudi, b'mokim shetzorich, dolodobor tzorich harbei, ואין שם מסכון עצם הגנמרום, דדאב כי במוקם שיש הפסד גודל, אבל בקיצור מהי הפסד גודל, אמיר אל האקום, אז השבוס זה שבוס, תתול הגוי כדו ניסה דרבונם, איז מוטה. ואין לרסם אין שינזיין סיפיוטס, ושם סוסם המחבר, כדי ראשי say the book of Loimeld is there is another heter. Kol hamatzil einay mafsid afa bishmele meivin einay yudi. That means if I don't tell them to do anything, it's not a milakim. I tell them whoever will be mafsil won't lose, and then he does it on his own accord. So that is. That the book they have later this halacha, so this is permissible. Sif Gimel. Now, here we're speaking about that we had learned was a very interesting kulis over here. That we said one is permitted to be matzel three sudis. Hitzel pas likiyev. He was matzel paslikiyah, means he was matzel challahs that are made out of white flour. Lo yatzel pas hadron. So he shouldn't afterwards say, no, oh, I changed my mind. I really didn't want to be matzel these challahs. I wanted to be matzel inferior challahs, pas hadron, that's made with bran, that's inferior challahs. He's not permitted to be matzel that. Perish pas shenital hadore. Dainu pas subim, pas that's made out of bran. Avol idro shori. But they made a medical kul over here. If he rescued chalas, inferior chalas, and then things are burning. He rescued inferior chalas, and then he comes out and says, oh, I took the wrong chalas. So he's allowed to go back and take good chalas. You see, he's allowed to even do this behavior. It's a pass. Vafilu, now another din. Vafilu itzelu pas harbe, rashoim bnei beise gamke lahatzel kol echad mozin sholish sudis, avshe chaylum lechel mishalai. We're going to learn later a very big kula that they made. We said you're allowed to be matzel sholish sudis. That's what we said. But this din of sholish sudis is not in one big keli. But if he has in one keli 20 chalas, he's taking out one keli, he's permitted to do this. So now he took out 20 chalas, and now we're talking to the wife. He wants to come in for the wife to take out three chalas for the wife, so someone taps him on the shoulder. I'm sure they you just took out 20 chalas. That's irrelevant. I took out chalas, I was the one big keli, I'm allowed to take it out. Then I'm not restricted to three sudis. So whatever is the one bikeli, food and one bikeli allowed to take out. She is entitled to three sudis. So I can go back and take out her three sudis. Afila hitzelu pasabe, chashoim bnei beise, gam kilasol kolechad mozne sholi sudis, av shi yechoylem lechol misholoi. The lechol chad hitilu lahatzol sholi sudis. For each member of the family, they can be matzol sholish sudis, and we don't say, listen, there's enough for you for what he was matzol. V'chein kosav rab v'shoysev, na'afulu yesh lo'im ma'yoychel, he has another deer next door, and he has enough what to eat, v'rashoy lahatzol. And another chiddush, v'chein afilu mis'ane b'shabes tainis chalom, afilu he's facing, he had a bad cholam. He dreamt about there's going to be a fire, and he studies, there was mekabel a tiny cholam, and then all of a sudden he sees that there's something to it. There's a fire attacking. But he's fasting already. He's permitted to be matzel, even though Chazal were not mechalik. Every person, he can be matzel for them three sudis. Pas hadro, v'ein kan shayches omel. So that means if he took out superior chalas, he can't go back and say, oh, I took out the wrong thing. I wanted these inferior chalas. Loima pas hadro nichali. But the other way around, shari, Mivnei Sheyoch Loima, Mark must be Lucy. He had to take out Hallis for three sudis. And he took out inferior Hallis. So he could say, since I was so far tumbled, Shohati v'lokachti pasadrom, Avobem is on the right to lechel pasnikiyev. That is the mean. Vafilu lechatchile yochel lahatzir pasador vachakachnikiye. That means in this restriction of three sudas, he can make tzreidlach. He can take out inferior chalas and then say, oh.
Was this the person
in
the house that's burning?
Yeah, this is the person. No, the other house they can take or whatever. Only the person in the house that's burning. He's restricted for three sudas, but they gave him this leeway. He can take us. He took out one mean, then he can say, so that means in this restriction they gave him leeway that he can say he took out the wrong thing and he can take out another thing for the suda, which is he would prefer to eat. Sif Dalit, Matzilin Miyoim HaKippurim L'Shabbos. That means, what if there's a Sreifa Yom Kippur? Now, Yom Kippur, he's not going to eat anything. He's going to eat for tonight, fine. But there's a Shabbos afterwards. So theoretically, we're speaking about, it won't come out, so we'll speak about why the Mechaber wrote this. Let us say Yom Kippur would be Friday, and there's a Sreifa Friday, so he's allowed to be Matzil Yom Kippur for the three Sudas in Shabbos. So he's being Matzil for Shabbos. Avoloi mi Shabbos liyom HaKippurim. That means if Yom Kippur is Sunday, so he is permitted to take out Shabbos, three Sudas for Shabbos, but he's not permitted to take out for Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim. The Yom Tov, and also if Yom Tov is right after Shabbos, he can't take out Shabbos for Yom Tov. The Leila Shabbos Habo, and he can't take out for next Shabbos. Avol Miyoyim HaKippurim LeMitzoy Yom HaKippurim. But if it's Yom Kippur and he wants to take out food for tonight, Matzilin Mozain Suda Achas is permitted to take out food for one Suda. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
It's a question.
Yes.
Before we said in the Machaber that he could take out whatever he wants, so what?
Not everyone, we have three Sudas. No, there was the Mishnah Berurah wanted to say Bisman Azeh that since we're permitted to be Mechaber, they can take out everything, but that he was Chaylik and him. But here we're talking about not Bisman Azeh.
And then also, in this case, in if the person, if a person, he takes out enough of three meals, and then he leaves over some. And then he ends up eating it
after
Yom Kippur.
No problem. Yeah, but if he took out three legitimate sudas for Shabbos, so then they could eat him. Now, Miyom HaKippurim LeShabbos. Doha B'Yom HaShabbos. Now, it's Yom Kippur. It's a Sreifin. So if he won't take out now for Shabbos, Miyom HaShabbos LeYucha LeOchen, he can prepare. So therefore, they were matter, there's a Sreifa Yom Kippur, he's permitted to take out for Shabbos. Ma She'en Kein MiShabbos LeYom Tov, the second case he brought down, that the Yom Tov is after Shabbos. I don't understand. Here they weren't matter for him to take out Mishabbos Leyom Tov, because you can cook in Yom Tov. V'chein Mishabbos Leyom HaKippurim. The same thing that were not matter to take out Mishabbos L'Yom HaKippurim, or Hegoyin Shechal Yom HaKippurim Be'echad B'Shabbos. We'll see this, because my name is, this can't come about, but theoretically, if Yom Kippur came out on Sunday, and he wants to take out Shabbos food from Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim, it's also Gam Kein also. The loyachil ad lauta Yom Kippur, not going to eat Yom Kippur. You're first going to eat Mitzvah Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The lauta litrach v'leisik Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and you can do malachis, you can bring, you can carry. Yeah, so here we're saying like this. Yom Kippur le Shabbos, he's allowed to take out four Shabbos, because he doesn't have an eitzer. He can't cook on Shabbos, so he's permitted to take out for Shabbos. From Shabbos to Yom Kippurim, you're not going to try to say Yom Kippur, but so Yom Kippur, you'll find an eitzer what to eat. V'av al gav v'lo mikla l'didon Yom Kippur v'Shabbos muchim l'adodi. We will not have Yom Kippur should fall out on Sunday or on Friday. So these halachas are not negayim. Because of a Shulchan Aruch zeh hasiv l'shminin, there is an achmid Yom Kippur chal b'yom chamishi. Yom Kippur is on Thursday. V'yoideya shelo yimtza liknos al haShabbos b'yom shishi. He knows he can't buy anything for Shabbos, so he's permitted to be matzal Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Mozain suda achas mibnei asakone. So, but if Yom Kippur is permitted to take out Kometzo Yom Kippur, why? What sakone is there? She is anu oitzli zamalem malachel. That means if he won't have food directly after Yom Kippur, he might enter in the sakone. Umikomokim b'Shabbos le'lotzel lahata my time of the Kometzo Yom Kippurim. But if Yom Kippur is after Shabbos, there they didn't take into consideration he might be very hungry, might say Yom Kippurim, the Chamiret. That means Shabbos for Yom Kippur, they were machma. I can't take out for might say Yom Kippurim. But Yom Kippur for Yom Kippur, I'm permitted to take out. And Rav Nissen Karelitz says, what if Yom Kippur falls out in Shabbos? You're permitted to take out for Mitzvah Yom Kippur.